The Prince of Wales Island Community Advisory Council has hired Juneau-based Scheinberg Associates to study the pros and cons of forming a new borough. The study cost is just shy of $30,000, which is the council's project budget. Council member and Craig City Manager John Bowling says the study should be done by next April.
We're still looking at a draft report ready by January 15th, three trips by the contractor here over the course of the work to meet with people on the island, and having a final product complete by April 22nd.
The proposal calls for three phases. The first is a project kickoff, which likely will happen later this month with a public meeting between the Advisory Council and Scheinberg. The second phase involves research and will last through December. According to the proposal, Scheinberg staff will gather financial data from the island's communities and schools, from the State Departments of Education, Natural Resources, and Fish and Game, and from the U.S. Forest Service. The research will be used to determine whether POW schools would gain or lose revenue through borough formation and how much state land a new borough could select. Bowling says the schools issue will be of great interest to many island residents, in part because it would mean a single school district. POW now has individual districts in its larger communities, with the Southeast Island School District serving smaller villages.
Certainly, the effect of the school on the school districts here forming a borough will be a central question to the whole project. It'll describe the effects to the school districts if a borough is formed on Prince of Wales, and because that's such an important issue for some folks, we want time spent on that, and the contractor is prepared to do so.
The firm also will develop conceptual budgets for the new borough and will look at options for how to apportion representation on a new borough assembly. The potential effects of borough formation on area tribes also will be part of the study. The third phase will include a draft report presented January 22nd to the advisory committee. The committee will have about 2 months to consider the draft report before sending it back to Scheinberg with comments. A final report is due by April 22nd. Bowling says public input will be a central part of the process.
We'll have public notices out. People can come to the next PALCAC meeting to weigh in or schedule time to meet with the contractor or provide them comments, written comments via email or letter or what have you. There'll be multiple opportunities for folks to weigh in.
The study will allow Prince of Wales Island residents to understand the pros and cons of forming a borough. Bowling says some residents are concerned that neighboring boroughs might eventually try to annex parts of Prince of Wales if POW doesn't form a borough first. Alaska has 18 organized boroughs and one very large unorganized borough to which POW now belongs. About half of Alaska and about 13% of the state's population are in the unorganized borough. If Prince of Wales Island chooses to move forward with forming a borough, the process is rather involved. Don Burrell, a local government specialist for the Local Boundary Commission, says that after a borough formation petition has been filed with the LBC, it must be reviewed. If it meets the basic standards, then the formal process begins.
The first step is a public comment period on the petition itself, and that lasts a minimum of 49 days and can be extended longer depending on the needs of the borough and the citizens of the proposed borough.
That public comment period is open to anyone who wants to comment, not just those who live in the proposed borough boundaries. When that comment period is over, the LBC reviews the comments and the petition, then writes a preliminary report.
Once that preliminary report is completed, it's released to the public for review, and the second public comment period starts at that point. Once that public comment period ends, then the staff takes in consideration those public comments as well as everything that has happened prior and writes a final report.
The final report goes to the Local Boundary Commission along with a recommendation from staff. A public hearing in the affected area follows, and finally, a decision.
For borough incorporation, it typically takes from start to finish and start being the submission for technical review anywhere from a year to 18 months.
If the LBC approves a petition, what happens next depends on the type of process chosen by the petitioner. Burrell says a local election can be held, but the petitioners also can choose to have the state legislature vote on whether to accept the new borough. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.